We're beginning this year. Will be dedicated to shomer. All idea of what a shomer is about. Beginning with the Mishnah instead of Gimel or Aleph. Today will be a little beginning of the Mishnah, in general tour through certainly not a shomer. But you'll just, besides my tour, Shulchasa tonight, you'll also just prepare the Gemara as I introduce it. Running to the Gimel Amar Aleph till the end of the period, going back to Amafki, then Titus Mar will learn Hashoah. You'll learn in the afternoon Hasof Hasof Omnim, which is 50 serious poll and 50%. Shomer. At the end of the year, hopefully, you'll have a grasp of what Shomer is about. The Mishnah says like this: Arba Shomer. Now that we're not overcrowded and you have space, it would be important to bring this year, certainly, Raman. He was Gemara and the Kovitz. Arba Shomer, four types of Shomer. Shomachina v'hashoel nosisocha v'hasocha. Shomachina nishba l'kol. It doesn't say, and what does Rashi say? Nishba. Al kol amoros haksudim b'shar shomrim v'chiyuv hu nishba shekach holtzalo v'pot v'kam b'shoel yorah for mikot. It doesn't say for the shomachinah. It's chayev. Shomachinah is chayev for pshiga. So tosa tzare davar on the days. If you take a look, tosa tzare davar on the days. So shomachinah nishba v'kol. The choshe pshiga, it doesn't mention pshiga. The v'ho kule chayev. It's only saying each shomer is different from the other shomer. Hashoah mashal has a kol, mashus kibba parsh. Meis machas lochotem and shoshoah yesh lo vishus lasus melocha pot. So what's halacha with shomachinim? Let's just be very, very clear. Shomachinim is chayiv for pshia and potter on anything that's not pshia. It's not going to be so easy for us to define what pshia is about. I have a pshia. Now, in addition, there's a shvua. Those of you who learn shvuas have they on about. You know about shvuas. Now, what is the shvua that a shomer takes? So the Gemara in Bava Kama says, Shalosh shvuas mashbien also. There are three shvuas. Shalosh pashayti bo, shalosh shachti bo yav, shein ha b'shus. You take a look in the Rambam. Rambam tells us a very interesting thing. Dalit Hill Shali Piton Aloha Aleph. Hamaki Esa Haveru Bechino, Venigna Vonova, has a Nishba Venifta. Shamachina is stolen or lost. He takes a spoon, he's potish in Amma, the Guno may base with each. The Nikum Balabai is Elohim, Roshal Yodu Mosse. Umgalgilam Ola Batoch Hashua. Ram says the basic shvua is I don't have it anymore. And then there's a Gilgul shvua, I was in Poshea, and I had no shlichas yad. What does shlichas yad mean? Shlichas yad means, let's say, you give me the sefer to learn from. You give me the sefer to watch on Shomachinim. And I decide, you know, I want to look at it, I want to learn it. You give me a cup to be a shomer. I say, no, I'll use it to drink. The moment I do that, there's a separate dinner shomer, I become a ganav, I'm chayiv and onsen. I become a ganav. I didn't take it for myself, I just want to use it. Right. Sholech Yad is a ganav who's chayav an atzah. And lo sholech yado b'mleches reyah. So therefore, I'm a shamachina. You gave me your automobile to watch. And I figured, okay, I'll drive around in a little. And I give it back to you, perfect mint condition. Okay. I'm a shalach yad. I'm chayav ansur. I shamachina not chayav ansur. You're a shalach yad. You become a ganav of chayav ansur. So, therefore, you have to take Shaliyar to Poshea, and you have to take a Shuba that, you know, Shalech, yeah, all the conditions I'm making. But your main Shuba is, I don't have it anymore. And then the other two are added. So, Hashem Achino Motzis Halacha. Nizbal HaKol, no matter what, except for Pshia. The Tosfos told you Tzadigama this, that's not true. Nesa Machmas Melach. Let's say I borrow your car. And while I'm borrowing your car, I'm a shalom. So no matter what happens, I'm chayav. I'm driving down the highway and a meteor falls on top of the car. Nothing you can do. Mirashamay, okay? Chayav. But while I'm driving, the transmission fails. While I'm driving, you get a flat tire. So while you're doing the malacha you're supposed to do, it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, which is going to require a definition of Mesa Machmas Malacha, but just take the simple definition. So you put the why. So what does Tosfos say? Sunday down on the cross. You gave me the car to drive. So obviously, whatever happens because of the fact I'm driving the car, I'm going to be potter. It's a svara. It's no there's a possibility. It's a svara. If you lent me the car that I could drive it, not to watch, but you gave it to drive it. So if something happened because I'm driving it, that's part of giving me the car to drive. In case it's a flat tire, in case the transmission fails in the middle, who knows what happens to it. I'm Paul. So Tosfos says these two are left out of the mission. Tosfos point. You know, it says Socha v'hasocha nishboin al hashvura v'al hashvuya v'al hameis. Take a shvur. If an onus happens, why these? Because these are mentioned in the pasuk. U'misham mishaveda v'nei peifud nevaveda. Says Rashi. Alako nevaveda v'ons. Rashi said, Rashi by implication excludes what? Mesa Machmas Malach. Okay, Mantana Rabbi Shomer. Who said Rabbi Shomer? Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravua, Rabbi Yomar Ravula of Nachman, Mio Ikudulesi Rabbi Shomer, I'm like, holy come here, Mantana Socha can also Soch. The Machlokas. The Torah talks about Shamachinam, talks about Shamasocha, and talks about a Shoah. There's one case missing, a Socher. I rent the object. I rent the object. So what's his halach? So the halachot are Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Let's take a look on that Peyom and Beis. What stands behind? That payment base. Kolo umnid, Shomer Sochahen, who we're talking about. Kablonim and Makabim Aleim Lasos Hamlocha Bibotayim. Let's say I give my suit in to the cleaners to clean. So it's on his premises. I gave it to him. He has to do a job, he has to give it back. So what's his halacha? Shamachinim, shamasocha, shorot, pot, or whatever. So it's Rashim, kablonim, kablam, aleim, latsus, hamlocha, bevotei. Shomei socha, l'schai, b'dnei, v'aveidim, the time before Yishpid Mora. So the Gemara says, Lema masin de lo kerame. The Tanya, the socher keitzim mishalim, Rame omer kishamachina, Rame omer kishamachocho. Says Rashi, socher behema. I rented your donkey to carry something on it. Keitzim mishalim, kishamachina, kishamachocho, vishol ksivim. These three it says in the parsha. Socher lo ksivim, ma'u din chiyuvo. In Gneva Aved, the Potter of Chayef. Why? Hol ulahan also hu etzlo. What's the shama socher? The show, the person. It is in my rishus for my benefit. Now, if I'm a shama socher, yeah, you gave it to me, and I benefit. You're paying me to watch it. My benefit. I took it into my rishus. This is going to be a key thing. I took it into my rishus. And I benefit from the fact that it's in my rishus. Avo bishno since chayav polatzo, and but the money he's paying is not for watching it. When I give the money to the cleaner to clean my suit, what am I paying him for? Cleaning my suit. I'm not paying him for the shmirah. It's different than a shama socher. But he benefits. He cleans my suit, gives it back to me. He made money for cleaning my suit. Oh, the Lord of Sar, and he says, because if he didn't pay him for it, so there's a show. I rent you my car. I benefit. I get the money for the rent, and you benefit, get the use of the car. You, my car is in your rishus, and you're benefiting that you've gotten rishus. True, you're paid for it. But you're benefiting from the fact that it's in your rishus because you get the use of the car, you know, you're paying for it. The loyal of Schai, if he didn't, he'd be a show off. The Chai of the answer. And the Hash of the Yod, like Yigri, will have a show, have a show, so. Okay. The fact that, what is Rashi trying to tell you? Rashi is trying to tell you something that is in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis from an Aleph, especially the Rashi explains it. The Gemara there in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis from an Aleph, says like this. I'm talking about a ganav. And a ganav has to pay. So the Gemara says like this. How can I b'shusay? Lo, kindu rachmona b'shusay. Let's say I stole the car. I stole your car. I'm driving around. And all of a sudden, from out of the absolutely nowhere, again, take the crazy case. A meteor falls down on the car. Nothing you can do. A tornado comes and the whole neighborhood is destroyed. Nothing you can do. If it would be in your house, the tornado would destroy the car. It would be in my, wherever it is, tornado destroys. So if I steal it, it's just like a shoel. What is a shoel? So the best way of describing a shoel is that the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shai V'Sukkah. I said, I'm taking you a tour now of a lot of fundamental ideas in Shomer. Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei. If I say, I'm loaning you my car for a week, and afterwards, after 2 days, I need my car back. I can't ask for it back. But then who? Ram says it's very logical. He explains. Halokeach, if I buy something, Kone aguf kinyan olam bedomim shenosan. If I buy something, I buy the goof forever with the money I gave. Makabo matona, and kamo kona, kone aguf kinyan olam. Some clump. He gets it. He didn't pay anything. He says, Hasocher, I rent it. Konaguf lo peirosov, he gets the guf for peiros. Adzman kotsu bedom shenasa. What do you buy? You have a kinyan. I own this object regarding usage of it. I have susay tashus. I have part ownership of this chayfetz for the purpose of what? Usage, payros. I rent a house. What do I own the house for the usage of the house. Thanks. Hashoah, kana guf lo peiroso. That's my kotzer. I have ownership. So when you said I'm lending you the car for a week, I now own the schusay kashrus of that car for a week. After 2 days, you say you want it back. It's my car. I said, too bad. I own the usage of that car for 2 days. So there's a bias. A ganef, get, for instance, let's say I steal your car. And by stealing your car, and I drive around for a week, and you say, okay, fine, you gave me back the car, at least pay me for the usage. The halacha is not. Tomorrow, Baba Kam. So I design him a base. No, why not? Because a ganav gets kinyone gnevu, he gets the susay tashmish of it. He has to give the guf hadover back. He owns the susay tashmish. And what does the Gemara say here in Sanhedrin? That a shoel and a ganav have the same halacha. They acquire susay tashmish. So Rashi says here, Jesus. The king of Rahman of Bishu say, the Chayav is Hagazlon of Mosh, and a million in Shlomit, the Motzah of Maybele, and that's we can't say an onus after. The Ashkechon Bashomrim, we find in Shomrim, the Chayav on Akosav Rishovim, or Sholach Yodom Lechasvei, or Sholach Avagav the Toyn. That means every Sholach Yad is a Ganav. He says, "Mikli lo koner, I don't own the object. But a shoel, lo gara gazlan is shoel. A gazlan is not less than a shoel. Why?" And Rashi explains. They have the same kinyan. To call hanoa shalo ukinu rachmona b'shusa yishluma imnenas. Rashi in here, in Ayin Beis Amar Aleph in Sanhedrin Divrei Amatzav Ola Inyan Mikno, defines exactly what a shoel is. I get kinyonei tashmish and I get it free that I didn't have to pay for. Kol hanor shelo, I get all the benefits. That means benefit 100%, loss 0%, and then you chayiv it on. That's the ganav. He gets kinyanei tashmish for nothing, and he's chayv anos. That's what Rashi says here. A socher doesn't get it for free; he pays for it. Okay, he's not chayv anos. Go down it. So you go down a notch. Tiknei v'aveda. That's what Rashi says here. Pay on the base. Remeo makishom achinam. Why? So what's the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? The socher is a shomachinim, a shom, and so is a shom. What's the halacha of the socher? That the shomer benefits from the shmira? It's in my reshus for my benefit, I benefit for it, or I'm being paid for the shmira? It's going to be very key in our sukkah. Now, how do we pass in here? Pass in the Shomer Socher. And what does it mean? Anytime I benefit, I'm going to see all sorts of halachas that are going to be totally on this thing. Is I'm paying for the Shmira or the Shomer benefits, and because he's benefiting from the Shmira, it ups his achrayus. I'm going to get into this. It's going to be a major issue. I'll pay you all the days. Now, let's get back to the Gemara. Tzad Gimel. Now let's get Tzad Gimel and Aleph. Okay. How Raya? There was a shepherd. A shepherd, that means he's Shomasoch. So called Roy Chiyusa, and he was, and the sheep were grazing Aguda Dinar Pop on the edge of Nar Pop, name of a river. Shagrit Chodaminayo, once slipped. Enough of Lamaya and fell into the water. Hechlita slipped. Othilakami the rock, Rabbi, came to Rabbi. Patrick, Amalei. The Rabbi says, I have a little member. Nothing could have done. It's an onus. Honota, Kinatrianshi. Ooh. He did what is the normal accepted custom among shepherds to do. Okay. Amalei Abaye, Ameyato. Wait a second. Natriyanshi. The Ein Aveda, Ella says Rashi, Ella Onus. It's not Gnei Aveda, it's an Onus. Amalei Abaye, Ella Meyato. All the Mosubi in the Dialiyanshi. You have the shepherd. He's there on the watching the sheep and goes home for lunch. And the minig of all shomrim is they go home for lunch. Went to town for lunch, comes back to the sheep. Ochinami the potter, would you also be potter? I'm like, yeah, be potter. Gun of Porta be in the gun yinshi. But every shepherd is there from morning to night watching the sheep graze. But every shepherd takes a 15-minute nap sometime during the day. It happened when he took a nap. Porta in. Okay. Now, let's take a look. There's a Mishnah Membeis Amaral. Hamafkin Mo'os Eitzel Chaveiro. Okay. Talking about a Shomechinom here, who gave money, as if he got Kulu Shaloshimu Kederach HaShomer. So what does it say? It says that a shomachinim is chayef if kiderach hashama. What is that? Isn't that what it said about a shomasocha? Said about a shomasocha. So that's right. No different than shomachinim. Here we get into, first of all, let's back up for a second. If two aspects of a shomer. Aspect number one of a shomer is his chayiv achrayus. Okay. Now the second, there may be a second aspect, there may not be, and that we'll have to see from our sugya. Is he just an insurance company, or he has to actually watch? Okay, so let's just, I'll show you very clearly in the Rambam that he has to watch, and the conclusions the Rambam drew from the fact that he has to watch. Is halacha bolavima lo yashara? That if the shomer is working for, if the mafki is working, is working for the Shomer, he doesn't have to pay. Possible. Let's see how the Rambam describes it. Very interesting halacha. Bolavim aloy shalom. Rambam perk aleph hilchos chilus. Halacha gimel. After Rambam defines the chiyuvim of shomer. Amavke etzel chaveiro ben bechinam ben beschar uushilo uskiro. If the owner of the object was working for the shomer at the time, even a posha, okay. So that's one halacha. Take a look in the pasuk. See this. If Bishas Shmira, the Rambam says, Bishas Shmira, the owner of the object was working, the master was working for the Shomer, Shomer's pot. Okay. And that's a din in the Shmira. It depends what happens, Bishas Kabbalah Shmira. He's working before, working later, it's nothing. He's in his employ at that time. He's even doing him a favor. Where I was going to talk about something. Says, when he did the kinyan, he said, oh, he told the mafkid, do me a favor, just hold this glass of water for me. Oh. Well, avim aloy shalom. We'll get to the details of it. That's one aloch. Second aloch is shomer shembos to the shomer. Shomer rishon gives it to a shomer sheni. Shomer rishon gives it to a shomer sheni. So it's going to be potter. Chayav depends on what. Because the second shomer has to replace the first shomer. Says, let's say, so it depends. He's giving to a good shomer, a bad shomer, whatever. Let's say he gives them to a shomer who's totally acceptable to the mafkid. So give it over to him. Ram says, well, who shall you mayed mishmirasa? I can't go down in the quality of shmirah. That's what ketsa. If a shomer socher gives it to a shomer chinom, so even though the shomer chinom would be acceptable to the mafkid, Rama Perak Alf Halacha Dalit. You have to go through Perak Gimel Halacha Gimel Halacha Dalit. If the Shomer Chin, if it's a Shomer Socher to a Shomer Socher, and the second Shomer is acceptable to the Bailam, means he uses him all the time for Shmira. So, he's bought him. But if he goes down a Shomer Socher to a Shomer Chin, I'm not. Okay. That's considered a pshia. Says, what happens if there's a shomer socher bolavimo who's potter from paying? And gives it over to a shomer chinam. It's also miyat shmira. Wait a second. If the whole din of shomer is just an insurance policy, he of a chayis, so bolavimom is not really a shomer. Nothing. What is he doing? He's giving to somebody else. So why is it miyat shmira? Apparently, according to the Rambam, and we'll see, almost always shomer say it black and white. No, a shomer soha has to watch in a higher level than a shomer chinam has to watch. So in a chanami. Enochanami, the shomer socher is potim alashal. But what did he do? Biadayim, he took this chayfet from one level shmira because he's mechuyev to watch it at a certain level, and gave it to a second level shmira, and that's worse than not doing anything. Something he did biadayim. We'll get there, we'll explain why. But what you see from here is a very simple thing. That a Shoma Socha has to watch, Shoma Shino has to watch, and Shoma Socha has to watch more than a Shoma Shino has to watch. That's what comes out of this halacha. Okay. Now, let's just move ahead in the Rambam. Parag Beis, Shmir, Halacha Gimel. Yes. What? That the Shomer Rishon is Bolavimo, so why is he Mayak Bishmiroso if the whole din of a Shomer is only Chiyuv HaRayis, has zero Chiyuv HaRayis, there's not a Mayak anything.
How does
it
be a Ptur?
What?
How does
it
be a
Shomer with a Ptur? What? If the whole din of Shomer is Chiyuv Tashlumim and this man is Potem Tashlumim, so what is he a Shomer? But he wears a sign on his head that I'm a shomer. What makes him a shomer? What makes him a shomer is he has to watch. Otherwise, why isn't miyut shmira? He's going down a notch. How do you go down a notch? From potter, you don't go down a notch. From zero, you don't go to... zero is not more or less than zero. Zero equals zero. So LMI, what does miyut shmira mean? You know what miyut shmira means? You go down to the quality of shmira. Oh. Glamour quality of Shmir, that means you gotta watch. Otherwise, it's not going down. Let's see it in a different context. Yiroi Ali says the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Now there's a halacha. It's a Mishnah, that men Beis Omer Aleph. In Shvuas, Daf Nun Vav, in Bob Metzia. So let's take a look at the Mishnah. Daf Nun Vav in Bar Metzia, as long as you all have more Bar Metzia here, and you don't bring even more Shulis. Eilu Dvarim Shein Lehem Ono. These are the things which says Ono on. Avodim Ashtoros HaKarkoz HaHekdeshus Ein Lehem Tashlumei Kegel Tashlumei Dalbe Shom Echinom Einom Nishba Nos HaSochor Einom Meshavim. Very strange Mishnah. Tosis and Shvuas Membeis and Membeis is very disturbed by the Mishnah. And Rashi tells us, Eino Nishba Shelo Pasha. So it's Giko Torah Lishov Aleim. Torah didn't say you doesn't have to pay, you didn't have to swear. Those of you who learned Shvuas last year know that there's no Shvuas Hadayonim on Avodim Shtoros and Karkos. But that's not what Rashi says. So, Enon Yisrael Pasha comes along, the Rambam says, and he learns it from this Mishnah. He says, wait one second, why did the Mishnah say it this way? Mishnah could have said it differently. Pasha Shomer Bavodim Ochayot from Chayav Hashem, but if he does it, she's have to pay. She's a part of Bavodim Ochayot Sishtar, so let me din ha Gneva. He's only part of Gneva Avedic. That's what the Mishnah says. Avon Pasha Chayav L'Shalim. Now Rambam gives a whole lumbus here. Shekol HaPosheya Masiku. Because a poshe is a masik. Ein Hefrish. There's no difference. Bein din masik karakal, din masik tash metal. V'din emes. If you take a look in Membeis, in Shavuos, if you haven't thrown out your kovetz, you'll find there's a Rimigash who disagrees with this. Rimigash says, no, it's part. So the Rambam calls this Yiroi Ali. Very rare that the Rambam will go against this Rebbe. But here, the Rimigash at the end says, wait a second. Let's say you hire me to take care of your vineyard, to fertilize it, let's say to water it. It's very hot outside. Got a heat wave. You have to keep everything watered, otherwise the ground dries up and cracks and all the plants get destroyed. And you hire me to water, keep watering your lawn, watering your vineyard, watering your field, whatever I have to water. And I don't. And as a result, what happens? The karka dries up, cracks, the plants get all the ones. So Rimigar says you have to pay. You're a mazik. Hover Rabosai. This is a big chiddush of Rimigar. Hamotzer karmel l'shomer bein arisus bein bishmir eschina v'yisnimo sheyachpor yizmo. You prune it. You get the weeds out. You get the bad twigs out. The avik mishalo whatever you parsha v'lo also chayv k'mi shehitzu biyodayim. Kol kiyotz v'shehitzu biyodayim chayv al kol ponim. Okay, you now the Rambam comes along. The Rambam sits down and says, "What the Rambam says, you royally." It says, "It's Gemara." Gemara in Daf Kuf Tes says, "In Bob Metzia, you hire someone to do a job. He doesn't do a job. He's a master. For instance." The Gemara you're going to get to in Hatzor Chasomne. I hire someone. I go to a person whose job is to dye cloth. I said, I want this cloth dyed a certain color. And to get that color, I need this color. To need this color, he has to put in the dye and keep it there half an hour and take it out. So, and what I put it in the dye, and I need this cloth to be a certain pink. So if I take it out at half an hour, you'll get that type of pink. Person puts it in the dye, and she keeps it there. Doesn't do anything. 5 hours later, the cloth's totally worn. It's a color he can't use. He's a masik. Didn't do his job. You're a poel. You were hired to do something. You did it. And you just didn't do it. And all sorts of conditions there, how that works. You're a masik. So what's... But be careful what the Rambam is doing here. The Rambam is doing a very interesting thing here. The Rimigash says, and Reb Chaim and Shura Ben Chaim Alevi explains it. The Rambam says that every pole in Karka has a din shomer. And if I hire you to water my lawn or water my field or whatever I hire, you have a din shomer. And part of your din shmir is not only watching it, it's taking care of it the way we specified it had to be taken care of. You water it, you fertilize it, you do whatever has to be done. And if you don't do your job as a shomer, part of the chiyuve shmira are, you're a masik. That's what the Rambam says here. So, the Rambam says, I have to watch it. And if I don't watch it, I'm a posheya. I'm a matzah, just like any person who does a job. But there's a difference. If I hire someone to do a job, and he doesn't do the job, and because of that, the object is ruined, I hire someone to water this, I hire someone to do countless things, and you don't do the job, you're a matzah. That's one of them. It's not a din in shomer. There's no shul tzah shomer why. But here, if it's the chiyuv to watch it is midinei shomer, and we're going to see exactly how to define this. So my din mazik is part of my din shomer. I didn't do my job as a shomer. A shomer has to do a job. Now, the Rav jumps up at the Rambam and says, wait a second. If what you're saying is true, Shomechina Lomeinu Nishba. Wait 1 second. So if there's a din shmiach, if there's a chiyuv shmiach and a posheya, so it has to take a shua. Wait a second. Rashi says there is no shua on Avraham Shvaros Karkos. So where is this gentleman, Rabbi Rivet, coming from? From another opinion of his. I'm giving a lot of things. I'm taking a tour through Shomer to set down certain basic ideas. Shtar Masatiluch, I gave you a shtar. And it says you owe me 10 dinrim. And the whole machovis. So there's no shvur, it's only hesis. Says the Rive, Tamagodulus. Ulai Bishu, so maybe he's still holding on to that shtar of a kofur who bow, his kofur in it. And Patru Mishur's Pshia, Shana Bishu Silo Pitri. Says the Rive, you know, there's no shvur sadei on him. On what? Morabi Mitzas. Erech. Shuas, the Shua and Shuas Hashem is a whole different parsha. It's part of the DNA Shomer. It's a whole different parsha. So therefore he asks the Rav, and there is. If I give you a shtar as a Shomer, or I give you an Eved as a Shomer, and you say, well, the Eved, something happened, so you have to take a Shua. It's not in your Rosh Hashanah. Shuas Hashem doesn't work, not a regular Shuas Hashem. It's part of your Rosh Hashanah. So if the Rambam is right, that a poshe is a mas, a poshe is chayim in a pshomrim in karka, he has to take a shul. And the Rambam is not. Rambam's very clear. It's our parakeh of Tzavini. Those of you who learn Shua Sadayon, which I imagine almost everyone in the room, according to the Rambam, there is no shul b'chal in karka. And no dim between the shul on a which was Hashem, which was one of the mixes, and that's all the same. It's all the same. Okay. Do the little tour, go through a little tour, because we're going to come back to these ideas all the time. But we began, now we're going to see how is it that Hashem is so paid, what is he hired to watch, etc. As I said, I'll see what I did and keep going later on the Gemara.